USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden signing executive orders on Wednesday in regards to climate change. Biden set to sign more executive orders the rest of the week as well. In the first week of his presidency, Biden signed orders regarding COVID-19, immigration, and the border wall. Regarding all these executive orders, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows believes
President Biden is putting America last, and whether it's our border policy or any of the other executive orders that he's putting forth, it's going to have a real chilling effect on jobs.
The Department of Homeland Security is warning Americans about a nationwide threat of terrorism. Acting Secretary David Pekoski issuing a bulletin saying there's currently a heightened threat across the United States that will persist over the coming weeks. The DHS adding, though, there are no specific or credible plots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
More fraud is coming to light in the Golden State.
California state officials announced at least $11.4 billion in unemployment benefits have been mistakenly paid out fraudulently. Some of the officials are estimating it could be as much as $31 billion stolen. There is no sugarcoating the reality, Julie Hsu, the California Labor Secretary, said Monday. California has not had sufficient security measures in place to prevent this level of fraud, and criminals took advantage of the situation, end quote. President Biden plans to nominate California Labor Secretary Julie Hsu for the number two position at the U.S. Labor Department. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Boeing 737 MAX is being allowed to return to service in Europe with some improvements. The European Union Aviation Safety Agency says they're confident the aircraft is safe, but they still will continue to monitor the 737 MAX operations closely. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on executive orders, we have more on an executive order President Biden signed last week.
One of President Biden's executive orders last week sought to rejoin the World Health Organization. That is, scientists from the WHO have finally been allowed into Wuhan, China to investigate the origin of COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Fox News that he believes that the U.S. needs to be a part of the WHO, despite flaws inside that organization.
Certainly, the WHO needs to have some reforms. There's no doubt about that. But when you're dealing with a global pandemic, you need a global organization to coordinate. You have to be part of the global community. If you're not involved with the WHO, which interacts with all the countries, even with all its flaws, which it does have, the better part of really what we should be doing is joining back with them. We should put their feet to the fire about getting reforms, but to be completely out of that circuit, I don't think is productive when you're dealing with a global pandemic.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A majority of Republicans say they back Donald Trump running for president in 2024. That's according to a new poll from Politico. 56% of Republican voters say Trump should run again in 2024, while 36% of Republicans think he should probably or definitely not run again. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.